Feel good.
Feel fine.
Right. Came to bless the Lord.
Yes.
Lift him up.
Amen.
Amen. I'm ready. We were ready in Sunday school, so we just coming on over. Bringing it on over, Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Lorraine, you want to sing, I give Jesus my everything?
I'm going back with what Pastor said a while ago. When I got it this morning, I didn't have no doubt.
Amen.
This morning when I rose, yes, I didn't have no doubt. This morning when I rose, yes, I didn't have no doubt. This morning when I rose, yes, I know the Lord is taking me. I know the Lord
is provided for me.
And I know He will. He will. He
will.
All the way. All the way. This morning when I got up out of my bed,
I didn't have no doubt.
This morning when I got up out of my bed, yes,
I didn't have no doubt.
This morning when I got up out of my bed,
I didn't have no doubt.
I know the Lord, He's going to take care of me. I know the Lord, we'll
come for me.
I know He will.
He will guide me all the way. Hallelujah.
Amen. This morning, I saw a brand new day. Yes.
I didn't have no doubt.
Morning, I saw a brand new day. Yeah.
I didn't have no doubt.
I know the Lord.
He will take care of me.
Oh, the Lord will provide me. I know He will.
He will lead and guide me all the way.
Amen.
He will.
He just lead us all the way.
Yes,
Lord.
Bless His holy name. Glory to
God. I gave Jesus all of my sickness, and on Him I cast my every care. He took away my sickness.
Yes,
right now I feel all right. I gave Jesus all of my problems.
Oh yes.
And on Him He cast my every care. He took away my problems.
Yes, He did.
Right now, I feel all right. I gave Jesus all of my heartaches, and on Him I cast my every care. He took my way, my problems. Right now I feel all right. In the morning,
right now, I feel all right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God.
Glory be to God.
Yes, wonderful.
Thank you, Lord. Feel good.
Everybody feel all right?
Amen.
Yes. Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Right now, feel all right.
Praise God, because this is another day the Lord has made.
Oh, yes.
And we're supposed to be doing what?
Rejoice
and be glad we're here today.
That he let you be in this day.
Amen.
Yes. He could have barred you from coming into this day.
Yes.
He could have left us in yesterday.
Yes.
He could have left us in last week.
Yes. But
here it is, 235 days, and we are still kicking.
Amen.
Still hollering. We're still praising his name. We're still getting about. We are still here in spite of all the devil has tried to do to take us out of the world. Hallelujah. We are here. Hallelujah. And that's enough to be rejoicing about.
It's true.
No matter what state you may find yourself in, you're here. Because you could have been gone.
Amen.
You could have been sleeping in your grave, but you're still here.
Amen.
So we ought not to complain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because this is, we got to go with what else in the day.
Amen.
In the day, we got to go with what comes with the day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We can't, he won't take it out of the world just for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praising God for another opportunity to share his name. You ought to give God some praise up in this world.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
You may be in your individual rooms at home. Praise God, but that doesn't matter. God sees you. That's what it goes to. And he desires and inhabits the praises of his saints.
Hallelujah.
For he does make a joyful noise.
Thank you,
Lord. All you saints. All you land. Make a joyful noise. Anybody know how to make some noise?
Hallelujah.
Give me some football knowledge.
Yeah.
Some basketball knowledge. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The way you are, you try to get into the TV.
Yeah.
And y'all talk back to the TV.
Uh-huh.
And the TV can't hear you.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. But God can hear you.
Amen.
You need to talk back to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We get all involved with the whatever that movie is. Praise God.
Uh-huh.
We ought to get involved with what God is doing for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, make known.
Amen.
Make known what he's doing for you in the congregation.
Amen.
Make it known. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be a solid one. Be a witness. Because it said, as you go day by day, be my witness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we glorify God today. Oh, his goodness and
thank
his mercy endure it forever.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Lord is in his holy temple, all the earth keeps out before him.
Yes,
I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
We shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time we're going to go into our prayer. Praise God. Dr. Steve.
Father, we thank you for blessing us today.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, God, for another opportunity to worship you, God, together.
Mm-hmm.
God, we thank you, God, for all you've done for us.
Yes.
Father, we ask in Jesus' name.
Yes.
My Lord.
That you would just have mercy and forgive us.
Have mercy, Lord.
For all of our sins and all unrighteousness, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, God.
And God, we just ask you, God, to just bless the service this morning.
Bless, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God, bless the one you have chosen to give the word today.
Yes,
bless him, Lord.
To your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, speak to him. using for your glory.
Yes.
And then God bless us, God, that we receive what you're giving us today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless our people, God, according to the needs in their lives right now.
Yes, Lord.
Not only in this body, God.
Uh-huh.
And I pray, God, wherever our people are in the name of Jesus in this world today. Bless, heal, set free, and deliver, God.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
For all things in Jesus' name, God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Hey, I affirmate my faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that if he is the Christ, and is the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and dead and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare for us in his kingdom. He will come back, as he promised, to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection for the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Lord. Praise God. We thank Dr. Steve for the prayer and Dr. Bush for the affirmation of faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Continue with our worship service for today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Find our text today in the book of Deuteronomy.
Amen.
Pastor, can I sing a song before you preach?
Yes. Let me go ahead and give this information. And then you can sing and they can be fine while you're singing.
Yeah. Amen.
Deuteronomy 8,
verse
1 to 3,
mm-hmm.
and Matthew 4, verse 1 to 3. Okay.
Amen. Deuteronomy.
Lord, you know that I'm your child, and I'm doing the best that I can.
Yes, Lord.
By my way, it gets so hard. You know, I just don't understand. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand. I can't make it by myself. Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand.
Yes.
Oh, listen to me now. As I travel from place to place.
All right, now.
Many times I've been treated so bad.
Yes.
And I sit and I think about it. I can't miss a friend that I never had. Oh, Lord. I need you to hold my hand. I can't make it by myself, oh Lord. I need you to hold my hand. One more thing, church. I'm gonna continue to run for Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Even if I have to run alone.
Yes.
Cause this is my determination.
Uh-huh.
To make God beautiful, heaven my home. Oh Lord, I need you to hold my hand. Right now. Oh Lord, I need you to hold my hand.
Yes, Lord.
Sometime when my burden pressed me, I said, hold on, Jesus, hold me, Jesus, the reason why, hold me, I want you to hold me, Jesus, because if you hold me, I will surely fall, Jesus, I need your strength. Hold on. I need your mercy, Lord Jesus. Because if you hold me, hold me, everything will be all right.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody needs to hold me to be a doctor, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs to hold me to be a lawyer, Jesus. Somebody lying on a bed of affliction. They have pain, much pain in their body. If you hold me right now, Lord Jesus. Right now. Oh Lord. I need you to hold my hand. Right now. Oh Lord. I need you to hold my hand.
Amen.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
You can't walk without it holding our hand. You can't stand without it. We need him, and he designed to do just that for us.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. From the book of Deuteronomy 8, have we found it?
Amen.
Reading. And the commandment which I command thee this day shall be observed to do, and ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father. And thou shalt remember all the ways that the Lord thy God led thee 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or none. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and be fed with manna which thou knowest not. Neither did thy father know that he might make thee known that man doeth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord do man live. Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness of the tent to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Ask somebody, what have you been eating?
What have you been eating?
What have you been eating?
Amen.
What have you been eating?
What have you been eating?
Amen.
We are funny about our diet sometimes, and we don't want to eat but a particular thing.
Amen.
We shun a lot of things.
Amen.
Based on the way it looks, or sometimes maybe it smell. We shun it because it doesn't look like it's good.
My Lord.
And we don't want to eat it if it's not good.
Amen.
okay? But we can't just get the good all the time.
Yes, right.
You got to get some of the bad to go with it.
Yes, sir.
For that is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We can't just go around eating what we want all the time.
That's true.
Sometimes you got to eat something that you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
Help balance out your chemicals in your body.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes we neglect our bodies because we don't want some things.
That's true, my Lord.
But Jesus said, you shall not eat bread alone, but you need to eat everything that proceeded, that he put forth for you to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for food.
That's right.
To eat. Mm-hmm. It's good for your body.
My Lord.
If it's good to eat,
mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking about not good to you to eat. Mm-hmm. But if it's good for you that you eat it,
my Lord, thank you, right, God.
Then you ought to be able to rejoice and eat it with the light,
mm-hmm.
knowing that it is making me a better person,
mm-hmm.
a healthier person.
Yes, yes, God.
And to keep me moving in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
day by day.
Yes.
Man shall not. He didn't say you cannot,
mm-hmm.
but he said you shall not.
Teacher, Pastor.
You can eat and live on bread.
Yes, sir.
Okay, along with some water. But even then, you're not eating just bread alone, you're getting water.
That's true.
Okay, but he said you can eat and live on bread alone, but he said, you shall not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want all the blessings that he has promised you to come forth upon you, then we need to eat everything
mm-hmm.
that the word of God has put out for here before.
Amen.
Now, let me clear this up. When we're talking about eating and the bread, we're not necessarily talking about that bread you go to the store and buy.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. Now, you got all kinds of bread that you can go to the store and get.
Mm-hmm.
You got loaf bread, you got rolls, you got cornbread and hush puppies and things like that.
Uh-huh.
You got things that make bread out of
mm-hmm.
the meal, the flour, and form different kind of bread. You got that paneer bread.
Mm-hmm.
You got all sorts of bread.
Yes, we do.
That you use to enhance your meal.
Uh-huh.
Now, the children of Israel for 40 years ate manna,
mm-hmm.
which was bread from heaven.
Yes, it did.
Okay. And, but he also gave them meat in the evening, bread in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
That, even though they were getting bread, they weren't living off bread alone.
Mm-hmm.
They were eating our bread and meat.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us in our faith walk with God, we just want to walk with him with bread.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want the meat So it takes too much for you to eat it. You got to chew it. And some of you got to chew and chew and chew. Depending on the texture of the meat that you got. And you get tired of chewing sometime and take your napkin and spit it out. Well, the word of God is not to be chewed and spit out.
Amen.
You chew it until you can digest it. Get it in that form in which it can be digested. You chew it so that your body can get all of the nutrients that's in it. And sometimes that the chewing is a little rough. And for that, we tend to avoid it. Word of God is good for us.
Amen.
The Word of God is good to us, but some of it we don't take as being good to us.
Amen.
Because it asks us to do things that we don't want to do.
Amen.
Okay. We say we love the Lord, but we are slow about showing it. In our actions and in our deeds, in our daily walk, in our talk. We say that we believe the word. But when we come down to showing that you believe it, you tend to shun away from it. So you got to keep in mind, you just can't go on bread alone.
That's true.
If you expect to get God's blessings, if you expect to get all that he said he would do for you, then you need to do everything he said do.
That's Amen. True.
Help us, Lord.
And if you don't do everything he says do, then you are breaking the contract.
That's true.
And then we want to blame God for not doing it.
Yes, yes.
And all you promised me, you're going to do thus and thus.
Tell the pastor.
So you the one broke the contract. God was done what he said he would do. And you stuck to the contract. Okay. He made a way for us.
Yes, he did.
Okay. And he made it easy for us.
My Lord. Yes.
Because he took our load.
Yes.
And asked you to take his.
Hallelujah.
Okay. He took your heavy burdens.
Amen.
And delivered you from them, but you decided you would break the contract. You can carry your burden yourself.
Well, it's true.
Yep.
You can carry them. You can do his part and your part too.
Amen.
Compounding the problem. Making it extra hard for you to do what is right and be blessed. As the Lord says so. You got to be patient.
Yes.
And wait for the Lord, because he knows what's best.
Yes, it does.
And he knows the right time that you can get that blessing.
Yeah.
And he will do it on time. Every time.
Every time.
He will do that for you.
Amen. Yes, he will.
Okay. So, the question that again is asked, what
have you been eating?
Have you been just eating bread?
Yes.
Help us, Lord.
Or have you been eating the whole word? And then there's certain kind of bread you don't want to eat either.
Amen.
The bread is tough. That is tough as meat that could chew.
Amen.
A lot of us avoid those breads.
Amen.
And we don't buy certain food because it's got that bread in it. Okay, and if we do, we don't eat it. We'll carve the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Eat this the pot that's good to eat and throw the other pot away.
Amen.
You can't be throwing the word away.
Amen. No,
you can't carve out what you want.
That's right.
Amen.
And throw the rest of the way.
Amen.
You got to eat the whole thing. Somebody say the whole
thing. The whole thing.
You got to eat the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Okay. All right. Yes. You can't throw the crust away because it's rough and tough. You won't work your way on through that.
Amen.
You know, press your way.
Amen.
On through that. Press your way until you got the victory.
Amen.
Press your way until you have been delivered. Press your way until you got joy. Press your way until you've been got hope. Press your way until you find that love that God has for you. Press your way out of the mess.
Amen. Great, Pastor.
But we give up too easy.
Amen.
Because it seemed to be hard for you. Aren't you glad that Jesus didn't give up?
Oh, yeah.
And they give up under pressure.
Yes.
We wouldn't have a right to the tree of life.
Amen.
Okay. So we got to eat the whole thing.
Amen.
Okay. We got to eat it.
Yes.
And all the words said in the 8th chapter. To the woman. He said, all the commandments which I command thee to this day shall be observed to do.
Yes.
That is. Uh-huh. All of his words.
Yes. All of it, my Lord.
You got to do.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And ye shall also do this, that ye may live and multiply.
Amen.
So when you do this,
uh-huh,
it gives you life.
Amen.
So that you can multiply life.
Yeah.
Okay. And go in and possess the land.
Amen.
The Lord swore unto your father.
Okay.
They didn't get it because they didn't observe his command.
Mm-hmm.
And that's passed down to the children.
Mm-hmm.
And they about to lose out on it. So Moses is warning them. If you can do all, if you do all the command that the Lord has given you,
mm-hmm,
and do them, the Lord will multiply whatever you got. He'll multiply your possessions.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be able to possess the promises that the Lord made to your forefathers and your foreparents. Uh-huh. And that shall remember all the way,
uh-huh,
with the Lord that God led thee 40 years,
uh-huh,
in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So some of us been going through.
Mm-hmm.
May not been going through 40 years, but you've been going through for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But God is bringing you through that.
Uh-huh.
He's molding you and shaping you into a vessel of honor.
Mm-hmm.
That he can get some glory out of. Okay. And he will prove you to know,
mm-hmm,
what he has found in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not.
Amen.
Okay. The Lord is letting you see,
mm-hmm,
what is in your heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Say one thing, mm-hmm, and we do another.
Help us, Lord.
Okay, and we do what's in our hearts.
Glory, yes, sir.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. The lips speak things that the heart doesn't obey or carry out. Okay, because words say what comes out of your mouth are the issues of life, and it comes from your heart.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So he said he had done this to and humble thee. Uh-huh. He's making you humble.
Mm-hmm.
And suffer thee to hunger.
Yes, yes.
And then he fed you with manna.
Uh-huh.
All right. Which thou knewest not. And that time nobody had known anything about manna from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Until that time, God gave him bread out of heaven.
Yes, yes.
Fowl. Eat. Raven.
Yes.
That he might make thee known that man do it not live.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to let you see.
Yes.
That you can't just go on the good that you find in the Bible.
Amen.
You got to eat some of that bad as well.
Amen.
Because if all you do is eat the good,
tell it, Pastor.
It'll have no compassion with anything else.
That's true. That's so true.
And you don't really know what good is.
That's true. That's so.
Amen.
But when you eat some good, a good piece of bread,
mm-hmm.
This is what you might call a bad piece of bread. You look and you appreciate that good piece of bread even the more.
That's true. Sure will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Or a good cake.
Ah.
Compared to a cake that is a little tough and dry.
Yeah, my Lord.
Sometimes we can overcook it and that get too dry.
Yeah.
And that cake doesn't, it got the same ingredients as the one that you cooked just right.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't taste the same.
Listen.
All right. So you just can't live on that good. You got to go with the bad as well.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Right. So the Lord has said, and it shall come to pass,
mm-hmm.
if thou shalt hearten diligently.
Mm-hmm.
And to the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments.
Yes. Amen.
Which he had given unto you this day.
Hallelujah.
Lord made God, the Lord thy God, will set thee on high.
Yes.
Above all nations of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do everything that he has commanded us to do, he's going to set you up high.
Amen.
And make you more than and better than any nation on earth. Hallelujah. He's going to shower you with his blessings.
Yes, thank you, God.
And he said, all these blessings shall come on thee.
Amen.
And they will overtake
you
if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
Those blessings that you failed to get.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because you didn't do what the Lord said to do. You left them behind. Those blessings are gonna catch you.
Yeah, yes.
They're gonna overtake you.
Uh-huh.
All right, and they're gonna be. Come forth, they're going to shower you with all those things that you lost in the past.
Uh-huh.
He's bringing them to the future and to the present and to the future.
Uh-huh.
Blessed shall thou be in the city,
uh-huh.
and blessed shall thou be in the field.
Yes.
Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body.
Uh-huh.
And the fruit of the ground,
mm-hmm.
and the fruit of the cattle,
yes, Lord,
and the increase of thine cane,
mm-hmm.
and the flock of thy sheep. God has said, I'm going to bless you.
My Lord.
I'm going to bless whatever you got.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to bless your going. I'm going to bless your coming.
Yes.
I'm going to bless you when you're down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bless you when you're up.
Yes.
I'm going to bless you when you're level.
Yes.
I'm just going to bless you, bless you, bless you.
Yes, sir.
Just keep on doing what I told you to do.
Yes.
I eat just bread and eat every word.
Amen.
That come out of my mouth.
Yes.
He said, I will bless you.
Yes.
Old
yes.
blessings that uh-huh. you lost while you're going through. Mm-hmm. Going to come up and catch you.
Yes.
Overtake you. You can't go out on them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
They're going to catch you.
Yes.
And you will be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. That's why they said your best day
uh-huh.
in a lot of time is better than your former day.
All right, now.
Hallelujah. Bless. Yeah, they are full of our bodies.
Yes, sir.
And bless are the fruit of the ground.
Yes.
And the fruit of the cattle. Blessed shall thou be the best and stored. So you're going to bless what you got in your basket.
Yes, sir.
You're going to bless what you got in the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to just keep it all blessed.
Amen.
Blessed shall thou be when thou cometh in.
Uh-huh.
And blessed shall that be when thou goest out.
Glory Amen. Be to God.
Okay. So you're gonna be blessed and you're going.
Uh-huh.
Blessed and you're coming.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord shall cause thy enemy
uh-huh.
that rise up against you to be smitten before uh-huh. thy face.
Yes.
They shall come out against you in one way and flee before uh-huh. thee in seven ways. The internet's gonna
oh,
get
yes,
united
thank you, God.
And come against uh-huh. you. God's gonna call them to be divided
mm-hmm.
and scatter them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they run away from you, they're yes. gonna run not divided as uh-huh. one that can run away as seven different directions.
Mm-hmm.
And they send them out.
Well, thank you.
God make them powerless.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you worry about them.
That's right.
Going back to the message a few weeks ago, fret uh-huh. not yourself
uh-huh.
because of evil doers.
That's
Even
right.
Even the enemies of the workers of iniquity.
Uh-huh.
God will take care of them.
Yes, he will.
Just
yes,
keep
he
on
will.
Eating every word
uh-huh.
that come out of his mouth.
God.
Keep on eating it. Eat it when you feel like it. Eat
uh-huh.
when you don't feel like it. Eat
That's
when
right.
it tastes good. Eat
uh-huh.
when it tastes
Amen.
Good. Eat it, eat it, eat
Amen.
It. And rejoice
yes, yes.
in the Lord.
Amen.
So this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Lord, I command thee to be blessed upon thee
uh-huh.
in your storehouse.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be shall in all that thou settest
mm-hmm.
thy hands on.
Yes, Lord.
And he shall bless thee.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you touch.
Amen.
He'll do you just like it did Joseph.
Uh-huh.
Everything Joseph touched
uh-huh.
while he was in captivity
mm-hmm.
was blessed.
Amen.
Everything
Amen.
Done.
Uh-huh.
God blessed it. And
uh-huh.
kept on giving him increase.
Yes, he
Hallelujah.
Did.
Every time he put it someplace for punishment,
uh-huh.
God blessed it.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
And make him head
yes.
and not the tail.
Uh-huh.
Even though he was in the dungeon,
uh-huh.
in prison, he was Amen. Made a head
yes.
of the prison.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And not the tail.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Rolled out of the prison and then in Pharaoh's court
uh-huh.
with the head
yes, yes.
and not the tail.
Thank you, Lord.
God will turn you around.
Yes, Amen.
You might be the tail right now,
uh-huh.
but if you obey him,
Amen.
Keep his word,
yes, sir.
He will turn you around
uh-huh.
and you'll be the head
yes.
and not the tail.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
God will do that for you.
Yes, he will.
The Lord shall establish thee mm-hmm. and the holy people unto himself,
mm-hmm.
as he had sworn unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
If thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God,
yes, sir.
And walk in his ways,
mm-hmm.
and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes, God.
And thou shalt be afraid of thee.
Uh-huh.
They shall be afraid of you. They'll
yes,
see what you're doing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be afraid of you.
Amen.
And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods.
Yes, sir.
And the fruit of thy body.
Uh-huh.
And in the fruit of thy cattle. And mm-hmm. in the fruit of the ground. And
yes,
in the land which that Lord God sware unto thee, thy
uh-huh.
problem.
Mm.
And the Lord shall open unto thee
mm-hmm.
his ground. Precious.
Thank you, Lord.
The heavens.
Bless you.
The girl can't hear the rain.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord.
Unto the land and down yes. in his season.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And to
Thank
bless.
You, Lord.
And to and the work of thy hand,
mm-hmm.
God's gonna bless whatever you do.
Amen.
Yes, sir. I promise.
All right, the word is there.
Amen.
All you got to do is keep your part of the contract.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
All right, and that's obey what it said.
Uh huh.
And doing what he said do,
mm-hmm.
not some of it,
Amen.
Not for the part that you just want to do.
Uh-huh.
Not how you justify it,
Amen.
Not how you change
Help us,
the word to fit
yeah.
your situation, but
uh-huh.
the way God said it. No other way.
Uh-huh.
But he ain't got but one way.
Amen.
And he said, I am the way.
I
the
am
the and the life.
Oh,
no man comes to the Father except by me.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So bless, he will bless all thy words.
Amen.
Of thine hand.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt lend unto them to many nations.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt not borrow.
Hello.
And the Lord shall make thee the head and not
mm-hmm.
the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And thou shalt be above only.
Mm-hmm.
And thou shalt not be beneath.
Yes. Amen.
You're going to be on top.
Amen.
Not the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord,
yes, Lord,
thy God,
mm-hmm.
I command thee this day to observe
mm-hmm.
and to do them. If you do this,
mm-hmm.
you will be blessed.
Amen.
What you've been eating? Have you been eating the whole word?
Glory is so follow. Thank you, God.
Okay. Jesus led of the spirit into the temp to be tempted. And
uh-huh.
it was by the devil.
Yes, sir. Mm.
And he was there 40 days and 40 nights.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Without food.
Mm-hmm.
And the word said at the end of that time he was hungry.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But the devil came and try to tempt Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And if you be the Son of God, command these this bread to be stone.
Amen.
We call this stone to be bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But he answered and said, it is written,
Amen.
Man shall not
uh-huh.
live by bread alone.
Yes, right.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Don't be worrying about proving your faith.
Tell it, Pastor.
We think we got to go around proving our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Tell it, Pastor.
No, you ain't got to prove into your faith. You just live it.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And if you live it, the world will know it.
Amen.
If you live it, they will see it.
Uh-huh. Hello.
You ain't got to talk it.
All right.
You ain't got to make it up.
You
just live the life in your corner.
Yes.
That God placed you here.
Uh-huh.
Live the life.
Live the life.
God will make everything all right.
Yes, yes, he will.
And
thank you, Lord.
Then the devil then takes him into a holy city
uh-huh.
and set him on the pinnacle of the temple.
Yes.
He said to him, if thou be the Son of God, uh-huh. you look at it and try to put doubt in your mind.
Uh-huh.
If you yes. say, he was saying, if you're the Son of God, there's somebody yes. if you're saved, so and so would be happening to you.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't be sick today. If you're saved, you can do this and you can do that. If uh-huh. you're saved, don't worry about it. You just live.
Amen.
What God has told you to do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
We're talking to the Son of God. If you be the Son of God, it is written, he shall give this angel charge concerning thee.
Yes, he will. Mm.
And in their hands,
uh-huh.
they shall bear thee up.
Yes.
Least at any time that thou shalt fall against a stone.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Amen.
And Jesus hasn't said, it is written again,
uh-huh.
thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh.
This is what we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
The devil said it was written that God's going to give him charge.
Uh-huh.
His angel charge over them. Okay, listen, bash his foot against the stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had asked him to jump down. That's uh-huh. not bashing your foot.
That's right.
That's deliberately tempting God to do something.
Yeah,
amen.
It's in his word, but you don't go do something that's to prove his word.
All right. Amen.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
All right. That's just the same as getting in front of Matt's truck.
Come on now.
And standing there and saying, a move, God's going to stop the truck. No, God's not going to stop the truck.
Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Because you tempting him to do it.
Amen. Preach it, Pastor.
Hello.
Amen.
Right. So Jesus didn't jump down.
Right.
He gave him the word.
Amen.
Okay. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Mm-hmm. And don't just eat what's good to you.
I eat it all.
But eat what's good for you as well.
Amen.
Not just the good and but the good, bad mm-hmm. as well. Job and as the clothes. Had to tell his wife. Mm-hmm. He talked like a foolish woman.
Yeah.
Should I not just get all good from the Lord and no bad?
Mm-mm.
You got to take what comes with the day.
Amen. Teach it, Pastor.
This is God's day.
Yes.
He got everything in it he wants in it.
Yes,
that's true.
And if you got a problem with it, that's your problem.
Yes, it is your
problem. And you are the problem.
Uh-huh.
Stop blaming everybody else for your problem. Uh-huh. You are the problem.
You are the problem.
When you get in the word and do what the word said do.
Amen.
The way the word said do it.
Uh-huh.
You find that you don't have no problems.
Amen.
That somebody else is causing on you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the problem because you don't know how to take the test that come your way.
Amen.
You are the problem because he tell you to rejoice
mm-hmm.
in these situations.
Amen.
Yes.
He tell you in everything you're going through,
uh-huh.
be thankful.
Amen.
You're not thanking him for the things, but you're thanking for you going through the things.
Thank you,
all right, he's bringing you through them.
Amen.
Okay. Yes. They're going to be there. Uh-huh. We just got to know that I can handle this.
Amen.
Me and the Lord.
Yeah.
We got this.
Amen.
For each other.
All right. It may not be a good thing to me physically or mentally, but it's good for me spiritually.
Amen.
All right now.
And all these other things gonna pass.
Amen.
But my spiritual thing is here for eternity.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lou.
So we'll suffer for a little while. Paul said, our light affliction.
Amen.
We think they're heavy. We think they're unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, we'll suffer for our light affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's because you're not receiving it the way it was intended for you to receive.
Amen.
Just like you talk to somebody mm-hmm. and you give them the information, they receive it the wrong way
mm-hmm.
and wind up being mad at you.
Wanna.
Part and cut.
Amen.
Amen.
Because they received what you had to give to them.
Amen.
In the wrong way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God.
So let us eat the bread. Where it's tough on the outside and soft in the middle, or soft all the way through.
Amen.
Amen.
Eat the bread mm-hmm. and eat the meat along with it.
Amen. Amen.
You won't get choked.
Always Amen.
That's right.
All you vegetarians.
Yeah.
You gotta eat some meat too.
Amen. Amen. Lord have mercy.
That's a vegetarian saints. All we eat is leafy vegetables. You got to eat some meat as well.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
What are you?
Amen.
What have you been eating?
Amen.
And you find out you haven't been eating the right thing, it's now time to make a change.
Amen.
Yeah, the right thing.
Amen.
So your blessings can catch you and overtake you.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
We have walked out our blessings, some of us, and left them lagging behind.
Amen.
Well, you don't have to go back and get them.
Uh-uh.
Just do what you're supposed to do from now on.
Amen.
All them that you lost gonna come back and catch you.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm.
Overtake you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
God bless
you.
Amen.
Thank
you. Word, Lord.
Yes, a good word.
And thank them for your victory and your deliverance.
Amen.
God bless, God bless, God bless.
God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Word for the day.
Amen.
What have you been eating?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Glory.
Good word.
Good word. Good word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good word.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just want to remind the church, the members, we're going to have a special members meeting August the 28th, this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the church. And please wear your mask. And we're going to discuss some things concerning the church services. So please come if you have any questions and comments. Hopefully we'll be able to answer and listen to any concerns or at that time. So please asking you to please come and share with us. We're going to not try to keep you long, and we're going to have you spread out in the sanctuary. And so... again, pass the word along. I text Sister Patricia this morning and told her to send out the calling post sometime this week to the members. So thank you for your time.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen while you still can hear. Listen while you still can hear the Master's call. The Master's calling. Bow down by your knees, down while your knees still bend, the Master's calling. The Master's calling. I don't want to run or walk away. Walk away from him.
Mess.
Oh, I don't want to run or walk away. Walk away from him. Bow before your throne.
Oh, yes. Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God is pouring out his spirit, and I just felt that in my spirit. He's letting me know to listen while I still can hear.
Amen.
And bow down and pray while our knees still bend. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Speaking to all of us, he's soon to come.
Yes.
He's soon to come. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you.
One other announcement, Pastor. This announcement is to all the ushers. I got that while I was out. Remember that ushers convention will not be held this year, but all your obligations to the ushers convention has to still be done. So please see our financial secretary and make sure that your convention obligations is done by this weekend. Thank you.
How you cut this thing off? I'm not sure.
No. Really.
There's something like that.
To one another in prayer.
Amen.
We all stand in need of prayer all the time.
Amen.
Pray all through the day.
Amen.
Okay. Get the benediction. Now may the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, food, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen.
Amen.